Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us for Spectrum today. Welcome aboard. Amy Esser is here, the director of Mercer County Head Start. Amy, good to see you again.
You as well, Kevin.
Yeah, saw you Monday night at the school board meeting, and where we welcomed formally Salina's new superintendent, Brooke Gessler, who will start in August, right?
Yeah, we're very excited. Brooke has got an eye for the future, so I'm anxiously awaiting to see what the next chapter holds for us.
You know, and speaking of eye to the future, I mean, you know, Head Start and the young students, your young pupils, youngsters that you have, I mean, that's an eye to the future for sure.
Right. This year we are actually promoting 56 kids up to kindergarten out of our class this year. So we're excited for them.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, right? It is.
That is impressive. You are also recruiting, you know, for Head Start. Obviously, this is a little different than, say, kindergarten, right? I mean, where you pretty much, when kindergarten starts, your kids have to be there. That's how it goes.
Right.
Head Start's a little different, right?
Yeah, we recruit our kids. We serve a very specialized population. But like I said, you know, we're sending 56 kids off to kindergarten, so we have open slots available for next year. So we're looking for those kids and families that qualify for our program. So, and like I said, we serve a very specialized population. So those are those families that are at or below the poverty level, families who receive SNAP benefits, families who are in foster care or kinship care systems, or families that are experiencing homelessness. But I encourage anyone to apply, because regarding special circumstances, you may be able to obtain one of our slots in any of our sites.
All right, let's also talk about the advantage of Head Start, specifically what goes on there, and, you know, what are the hours and locations?
So Head Start's different than any other preschool program offered. Obviously, we have part day and we have full day programming, but our children not only get the educational experiences through our highly qualified teachers, we also offer them the specialized services. Some children receive individualized educational programs for special needs and things like that, where itinerants come into our classrooms and work with them, same as speech therapists. But we also have a nurse on staff who helps families with all of the health components. We make sure every child has a well child visit, that they are connected to a dentist, connected to WIC, and then we do a battery of screenings. We monitor their height, their weight, their vision. And I will say this, so over the past several years, vision especially, we've identified more and more kids at earlier ages with vision issues. So in the past where I would have like 2-3 children who needed glasses, we're up to 23 this year. So, you know, if we didn't do those screenings, we wouldn't be able to catch those kids.
You would not. You know, when you get older, like I did, and you kind of notice you're squinting, and you're an adult, you know, I probably better go to the eye doctor. Little ones, they don't know. You know, they just know that they're not seeing this, or you show them something, they don't understand it. They're not going to know why.
Exactly. So our nurse on site does a lot of vision screenings. We detect issues early on. We refer them, get them connected to eye doctors, optometrists, and whatnot, and get them the glasses that they need or the specialized care that they need.
All right. Excellent. So quite a head start.
Yeah.
Literally. That's the neat thing. You really get them through these things. And also, you referenced, you know, the WIC program, Women, Infant, Children.
Yeah.
But some people listening, they may not know what that is. A lot of people do, of course, but
right.
that is a great program for families.
Right. So WIC actually partners very well with the Head Start program. The qualifications for both programs are aligned. So more than likely, if your family qualifies for WIC, you probably qualify for Head Start and vice versa. So WIC provides nutrition, education, and assistance to pregnant moms and young children up to age 5.
Yep. Used to work as a cashier part-time. So I remember it was cereal, cheese, milk, formula, if I'm not mistaken, was all on WIC.
Yes, and they've actually expanded that as well.
Excellent.
So that families get a wide variety in their nutrition plan.
Excellent. Good to know.
Yeah,
did not know it had expanded. So there you have that. And also, I know you wanted to talk about it. By the way, if people would like more information, I imagine they can email, phone call, right? Any of those things.
Right. Yeah. I would encourage folks to come visit us on Facebook. And then our website is mercerheadstart.org. or you can call us directly at 419-268-0301.
All right. And also be a little patient, right? I'm sure there's some things you have to fill out, some questions you have to ask, right?
Yes. So there is an application process so that we determine your eligibility. So you meet with one of our family advocates, our social workers on staff. And then if you qualify and are accepted, then you go through an enrollment process. We gather more information. You're placed in a classroom. We identify any special needs that you or your child may need so that we place them in the most appropriate classroom.
Excellent. In other words, be patient. You all know what you're doing, right? And, just kind of follow the process. And obviously it can be good for the kids. How many years now have you been with Head Start?
I personally have been with Head Start for 25 years. The last 9 have been here in Mercer County.
All right. So over that 25 years, because I'm sure occasionally you hear back from parents and whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure you can share the difference it's made, how students have done well, you know?
Oh, absolutely. A story that I share with staff and others a lot is I was at breakfast one day with my husband and my youngest son. And the waitress came up and kind of looked at me funny, and I noticed her, and I was like, I know this lady. And she said, "Miss Amy, is that you?" And I had taught her son, and her son happened to be there, and he came out, and he told me he was working for the summer. He had graduated high school a year early and was making the decision whether or not he was going on to college or if he was going to join the military.
How about that? And you're still trying to remember this little guy.
Yeah.
Right? It's
oh, yes. He was very, very tall.
It's shocking, yeah. You know, when you hear that. And
yeah.
I always say, though, when you work with, you know, the early education and people recognize you, they have to show you some grace because you're remembering a very small child. Yeah. And now this person's all grown up.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the most wonderful things about Head Start. When I was talking about all of the different components of our program, I didn't get to elaborate on our family advocates and the social work staff that we have. These are the folks that connect directly with the parents and families. Not only are we working towards that child's education, having them school ready, but we're helping families obtain goals and get some sustainability in their lives so that they can also work towards their next level of goals and make sure their child has a great, great journey through education and on in life, right? And so it's those relationships. When you talk about people who come up and talk with me personally about if I was their teacher, if I was their social worker or whatnot, but also just as the director, we have families who have went on into traditional school who will call us and say, "Hey, you guys helped me with obtaining housing, or you helped me get connected to a doctor. Can you help me again?" And our door is always open. And once we connect with families, there are families for a lifetime. And so that's a blessing of Head Start. Head Start has been in Mercer County for 49 years. It's been in the United States since 1965. So it's a program that has a long history of positive outcomes based on really good, strong relationships that are goal-oriented and just want the best for our community.
All right. With that, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about a new site you're going to have. We're also going to talk about No Wrong Door as we continue here on Spectrum. Don't you go anywhere.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Oh, O'Reilly. Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring lawn maintenance at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose SuperStart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Hey, we're back on Spectrum. Amy Esser is here, Director of Mercer County Head Start. I know you wanted to also talk about a new site, right, in Coldwater. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, our community needs assessment indicated that we had families in the southern part of Mercer County, and we knew that Coldwater was a large customer of ours and had been growing over the last several years. So we intend to open a classroom there at Coldwater within the schools on site in the fall. So we're really excited about that. We'll be able to serve those families. It'll be closer to home for them. It'll be easier for them to get back and forth to school. And we'll be fulfilling a need there for Coldwater schools and their community.
Excellent. So where will it be and when? Let's hear about that part.
It'll be right inside the school. Superintendent Mater has some vacant classrooms, and so he would really like for us to move our early childhood program in there. And like I said, we intend to open right along with the rest of my classrooms the day after Labor Day.
All right. Sounds like that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, and open it up right for more people. I would imagine we always hear about how important location is ever, but sometimes it's like on the one hand, we're all more than willing to drive extra, do whatever we can for our kids, which sounds great in theory. Sometimes it's not so practical, you know?
Exactly. And so now we will have our largest site here in Salina. So that's our largest population. We have a site in the northern part of the county in Rockford at New Horizons Church. And then now we'll have a site in the southern part of the county.
Outstanding. Hey, who knows what's next, right?
Exactly.
You never know. Another thing too, No Wrong Door, which is kind of a return, if you would. People might remember like before COVID kind of came along and took away all the fun things we like to do. This right. This was a casualty of that time, right?
Right. So annually, prior to COVID, the vast majority of social service agencies in the community got together. It was held in February. We are changing that now. But it was the opportunity for all the social service agencies in the community to get together, meet each other, network, and really learn more about each agency. So if you had new staff, if you had the opportunity to provide new services, this was the one annual event every year where you could then share that with peers in the community. So this, we're bringing it back. It will be April 30th from 9 to 10:30 a.m., and we're having it at TriStar in the Star Room. And it partners right alongside with the Colt monthly network meetings that we have each month here in Salina.
All right. So that again, if interested families would like to know more, I'm sure that, you know, contact for more information.
They can contact Head Start or Beth Guggenbiller at the Mercer County Educational Service Center.
All right. Good deal there, right? Find out. And imagine also a lot of what you do and what you're trying to do is you have all these resources available. Is the challenge trying to meet with families to at least get them to come out and see that these are available? Like they might not know.
Sometimes, yes. I think for us as a service provider, learning about we all have to work together to surround families to get them get all of their needs met. So when we have events like this, it allows us the opportunity to learn about a program or a service that a partner may have that you didn't even know about, right? And so it allows us the opportunity to then say, hey, but I have a family that would need that. How do I connect them to you? And so it is a great opportunity to network. And sometimes you just collaborate and you get new ideas. You're like, well, I need this. You kind of have it. What would it take for us to build that?
All right. Good idea there. And, you know, something also I think with kids also, you know, for all the help you can get for all of us. I mean, we do know kids don't come with instruction manuals, unfortunately. And sometimes you don't always know, right? Are they a little behind? Do we need a little help with this? Obviously one kid, like your second born, it could be and probably will be a lot different than right. Your firstborn. So it's a, you know, parenting's a lot of fun, but yes, it's a challenge at times.
It truly is.
Can be baffling.
Yes. And the old African proverb, it takes a community to raise a child, is very, very true. And I think that as we grow through the different generations, it holds true. It just looks different. So I feel like here in Mercer County, we are well aware of that. We know that, and when I say we, I mean all of the different agencies. We have to evolve with the times to keep up with the needs and the unique things that happen in our community, and the things that are happening in our society to ensure that our morals and values hold fast for our children and families.
All right. And again, it's when you talk about recruiting, important to do that. I know for a lot of people, you know, with this being, mid to late April, I know school might, a new school year may not be first and foremost on their mind because we're kind of wrapping up, right?
Right. Yes. So for us, we recruit 12 months out of the year. But you are exactly right. Most families are looking like, oh, the end of the school year is coming, especially with the new building project with Salina Schools. They'll be getting out here in the next couple of weeks, and it'll be summer break. But school will start very, very quickly come this fall. And so the earlier that you get in and you get registered, you won't have to worry about that as summer wraps up.
I imagine also, with the youngsters you meet, I'm sure at the beginning of your year, is some of it spent, kind of working with them a little? I mean, it might be kind of their first real experience, right, outside of home. And towards the end, I know they make friends, they enjoy their teachers, they enjoy your company. But in the beginning, I imagine there's a lot of, right, where am I? What is this? I want to go home,
Exactly.
Normal stuff, really.
Yes. Going to school is a significant transition at any age, right? But especially for preschoolers, it's a lot of times it's their first time that they've been away from their parent for any significant amount of time. And so, yes, we dedicate the very first 6 weeks of every school year to transitioning the kids in and working with their parents on separation and helping them acclimate to the rules and regulations and how things are done in classrooms. And then as new children enroll, we do that individually. But the first 6 weeks of school is always all about what is my school building, who are my teachers, and what do I do here?
That's right, and that's okay, right? I mean, it's you kind of work with them, and then once you get that out of the way, I'm sure they begin to have some fun, right? There's a lot of things you start to do with them, right?
Right. Yes, and as the year progresses, we're building on their development. Like I mentioned earlier, we do a battery of assessments. We're constantly assessing them through curriculum and activities, and we partner that with the family engagement activities that we have with our parents and our different parent groups that we offer as well. And, the end goal is by the end of the school year, the children who are going on to kindergarten are ready to learn and ready for that next step in their lives.
Let's talk about, curriculum and activities briefly. What are some of the things that are a part of that?
So the curriculum that we use is called Creative Curriculum. It's an evidence and research-based curriculum. It's one of the curriculums that's approved by the Ohio Department of Education. We partner that with a couple different assessments and supplemental curriculums. Hatch Ignite, we use that. That supports literacy growth. We also do Hegarty, which is in alignment with Salina City Schools. It's another literacy program. We use Conscious Discipline as our social-emotional supplemental curriculum. And the teachers build their lesson plans off of that, but it's created through the data, through the developmental milestones that the children are meeting. So it's very individualized.
Yep, and in development, that's another thing that there are certain things that it probably would help them to know before they go into kindergarten, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. When we meet with kindergarten principals and superintendents, they stress the need that children need to learn how to self-regulate. They need to have self-help skills. If you think about when a child goes to kindergarten, they're carrying a lunch tray for the first time, right? They've got to open their milk. The teachers want to spend a lot of time on instructional needs, so things like zipping coats, putting on a coat by yourself, tying your shoes, those self-help skills, those are things that teachers really rely on preschools to ensure that those students have those skills before they go.
Yep, I failed that when I sometimes would open my milk on the wrong side of it. Mm-hmm. That was frowned upon back in the day. It was harder to open that way, right?
Yeah.
And some of those things you mentioned, it brings back memories. The difference of when the kids are really little, how you're going somewhere, so you take them out and you put them in the car seat and all that. Mm-hmm. And then you remember as they get older, suddenly they're running in front of you. Suddenly they're hopping in the car themselves.
Right.
And these things, but it wasn't always that way.
No, it wasn't. And so we work really, really hard on ensuring, you know, that when you talk about school ready, it's not just academics. It's not just being able to write their name or know their name or identifying letters and numbers. It really, truly is self-regulation skills. It is working in small groups, understanding to take your turn, being aware of the other kids in your environment, and that sometimes somebody else may need a little bit more attention than you do. It's really hard for young children to wait, so we work on that, too, in their attention span, because teachers ask a lot of them when they're heading into traditional K to 12.
Yeah, I know sometimes also with the little ones, if you ever, you know, with just one word, if you sometimes really want to get them going, that word is share. Sometimes that word does not go over too well, but, you've got to learn that one, too.
And absolutely.
You can't do this mine. You've got to get them into that concept of, okay, there's other people around you now,
yeah.
You know?
And taking turns and collaborative work. So there are things that we intentionally do at the preschool level that build those skills.
All right. A lot of fun there. And same thing with activities, right? A lot of the same, you know, things, getting them used to kind of working with others. And I thought about how incremental it is. We talked about there's some good skills you need before you go into kindergarten. Mm-hmm. There's some good skills you need before you go into first grade, right? There's always some preparation, right?
Absolutely. And when you mentioned activities, last week we celebrated the Week of the Young Child. It's a week that's recognized by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, and it really truly is to celebrate early childhood education professionals. But we celebrate the kids in the field of work that we chose to have our careers in. And so one of the days is Work Together Wednesday, and so that's all about collaborative work. So that's project-based work that the teachers design activities and projects for the kids to work together. And again, that's that skill building that goes along with that.
All right. I mean, always a pleasure to talk to you. The time goes quick. That's for sure. But those early years are a fun time in a kid's life. It's fun to watch the light bulb go off and them learn some things. And then they can't wait to share it with you when you get home. Pretty neat.
Yes, absolutely true.
All right. And if you missed any part of our show, we'll have it online at WCSMRadio.com.